the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 403, The Killing Apps, part 17.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
It's time for the second annual Podcast A Day in April event.
I love
it. That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 17 of The Killing Apps, an original Comedy Forecast story. When we left, the mastermind behind the Middling Fair disappearances, Bartholomew Butler, had trapped our heroes and revealed the purpose of his evil doings. He is going to eliminate everything and everyone that stands in his way of his plans to build a dozen nuclear cheese and pasta plants in Middling Fair. Butler now intends to drop Clinton and Detective Hart, two A's, two T's, spell it right, say it right.
Hey, thanks.
It's the least I can do for someone who is about to be lowered into a vat of molten cheese.
You had to remind me, didn't you?
Now it is time to turn you into the world's largest fondue forks.
Okay, this doesn't look good.
It doesn't look like anything. This is an audio podcast.
Look, I told you, I don't know all about this fancy tech of yours. All I know is we're about to become pretty darn slimy. And dead. Did I mention dead? Because that's the key here. Dead.
What happened?
The crank stopped.
It appears to be jammed.
You bet it is. I filled the gears with cheese. I told you that stuff is binding.
Cap!
I thought I told you to stay put in the car.
Who in the Gorgonzola are you?
Now, wait a minute. Nobody told me there would be a test. But, I think the name's Mambo Sparkle Pants.
We need to get out of this before Butler fixes the crank.
Right, but how?
No time to explain. Just get ready to jump.
That's it. We're free.
Quick. This way.
Which way?
Follow us, Sparkle Pants.
All right.
Come back here, you rascals.
Whoa, that was pretty darn dramatic.
You ain't seen nothing yet, kid. Now down this corridor.
Gesundheit.
Quick, dive into this laundry truck, which is conveniently leaving the factory.
That was wild. Again.
Wow. That was quite the thing, but we made it out.
We have to warn everyone about these phones.
Can't you just go to the soccer ball? Transatlantic pipeline. No, I mean police. Yeah. Whew, words are hard.
No, the police are too tied into this whole deal.
Yeah, they love the phones as much as everyone else. They even use an app on the phone to take all their calls.
Looks like you're up the Skittles without Winston Churchill. Yeah, that's another catchphrase of mine.
Cap, you've given me an idea.
Ooh, I have?
Yes. While I was busy not listening to you, I came up with a way to let everyone in town know these phones are evil.
That's just great. What's a phone?
until tomorrow.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying, that's it. We're done.
Bye-bye.